You're tired today, Chris?
No, fine.
You have trouble unwinding after one of those, haven't you?
Not like the ordinary person. I've done so many that
last night, I think that rather
he was a emotionally and all that. There's a little something there. You heard that he called home
Oh, why?
I'm lying for obvious reasons because I thought he was setting me up. I don't know that he intended to set me up. He didn't know the president. That would be good. But goddammit, I just figured I didn't want him on a county basis. I knew he was going to be antagonistic. And so I, you notice that one small thing that you notice all through this book, and preparation has it. When you know Dan, and I deal this with that, which of course was Johnson's way. I have never called the newspaper man by his first name. I said, Mr. Rabbit. Keeps him at a distance.
Well, it also projects you with a great deal of dignity, and Bob said that you were concerned that you should have hit him on a couple of times. I don't agree. I think that
some people felt that, I mean, the company called that after the press conference. He said that. You remember the one where they kept badgering and badgering me about not giving up the attention. And all that. He said, look, I've answered that question three times. I'm not going to answer it again. I'll take the next question. He probably was right. I should have said that.
Yeah, but the tone of last night, Mr. President, the lighting, the mood of the room, the way it was set up, your restraint and dignity came through, and calling him Mr. Rather is just part of that. And you patted him on the head a couple of times. You know, you said where you were, which home are you talking about, your office or your wife? I mean, you just you put him down so nicely that I think if you had got
that. Yes, where I said, as was reported, as you know, on CBS.
Right. Sure.
I remember and reported on Dan Hamm.
It was beautiful. So
you reported on CBS. That caught us. He wasn't sure that maybe I had studied up what he said. I don't know if he reported it or not. I got it.
You got him wondering. Well, he was on the spot. When you think about it,
Well, just think the guy, it's the biggest goddamn thing ever happened to the guy.
Sure. And he's trying to step into the shoes of Cronkite and Severide.
He wants to make one of those top jobs.
Right.
And he's competing with Mike Wallace on Mike was mad because he wasn't selected. Mike, for some reason, sent a message to Henry Kissinger through one of their friends. I guess, you know, they all run together. It's our good leadership. By God, I admire him for it. And he said that Mike was hurt that I had selected rather than him to do it when I had him come. I just there crying, saying, Mike, do you think the president selected people? Mike selected. They selected.
If you did select him, Wallace would be a perfect guy to select because he's been getting friendly and conservative. He's come a long way since he used to be a raving liberal.
At least we would have built him up.
But it's a mixed blessing for him, Mr. President, because he didn't come off that well.
You know,
no, sir.
Maybe we see it.
Well,
I was talking to you last night about the jerks also. There was some very bad angles. I agree with all of them. How I said, Continental, there are people in trouble. Carruthers is good. But he points out that Carruthers is good. Maybe he couldn't control it. The network has to do it their own way. Others said the picture was okay.
Well, I was in the minority at the 8:15 meeting. I felt the picture was excellent. Very, very good. And George didn't like it because he said it looked down on you and made your eyes smaller, sort of jowly. But it didn't come across that way to me at all. It came across with you looking very firm, very strong.
Well, they could have done better.
Yeah, it was good. And the tone was right. There was something about the room and the lighting that was very effective. It was low key, and that's why Rather looked bad, because Rather tried to get kind of sharp and abrasive, and he looked a little immature. He didn't look.
You think so?
I don't think. Well, that was
quite impressive the way he'd done all his homework and brought his little cards.
Oh, he'd organized.
He did all those things. Of course, some people, of course, resent that. They said, for Christ's sake, the president sat there about an open. He had to read his questions off the cards, but he didn't fool anybody with that.
Well, I tried after after we got all of last night, so I had Harry Gant call some of the political people around the country to see how they reacted. And it's interesting, all of them, almost all of them mentioned rather.
Rather, I'm sure. They mentioned rather. They don't think like, they didn't care what I said, but they get their goddamn
well,
or rather.
No, they went both ways. Interview went very well for the president, John Andrews. He feels that Andrews was struck by Rather's aggressive attitude and direct question. But as you go through these, about half of them thought it was the best performance she'd ever had on television, which I think is Rather's hostility and President's coolness showed contrast between the sniping kid and dignified statesman. Strong reaction from people saying it was the best interview that the president ever had. That was Florida National Committee woman. Everybody thought that you came through very, very well, and about a quarter of them have volunteered for comments about Rather, but when you go to the political people, almost all of them talk about Rather, because they're sensitized to the media hostility, and from that standpoint, that's a good thing, because
you have media hostility. Well, our friend Hank will feel pretty good, shouldn't
he? I imagine he does today, yeah.
And all the nuts, too, he should feel good.
Yeah.
When I say the nuts and the good people this morning. Because I couldn't have done more junk for him than I did.
No.
I mean, if I'd gone a bit further, it would have been presumptuous first time I'm a candidate myself. But I didn't do it like Eisenhower said, well, I hadn't made my own decision, therefore I can't be presumptuous because I said, no, I'm obviously the convention will make that decision, but I guess just to give you a curtain on my own thinking, I believe if you've got a winning team, you don't break it up. And I think he's been courageous, sometimes controversial, done a good job.
I think that
was a very strong statement part.
Well, it was a very important political stroke, Mr. President, because it doesn't tie your hands. Your options are open as they should be.
Sure.
And
well, let's face it. Our options are open only, just like, for example, I've done the same thing with Hoover at the farm around him, loving him and all that sort of thing, because I cannot get rid of Hoover if Hoover objects.
That's right.
And I can't get rid of Adam if
he objects. That's
so
right.
The whole point is they've got to determine their own minds, so therefore my view is to be just as nice as they can, so if they do it.
Well, not only that, but in the meantime, between now and the convention, the media would just have a field day trying to drive you and Agnew apart, speculating on Connally, speculating on others. This puts cold water.
We did, you know, one thing, Chuck, we did accomplish a few things last night. How'd you like the way I stuck it to him, that 68 bomb
hole? Oh, my, well.
Because that son of a bitch was talking about that. He didn't raise that question when they pulled the bomb hole.
Nope.
If there was anything ever that was political, that was.
And not a one of them speaks about it.
Yeah. Nobody ever said it was politics.
Oh, you stuck it to him last night about 6 hours. So masterfully.
I also stuck it to him.
The premise is?
Last row.
Yeah, and beautifully on the press. I mean, when you talk about press, I noticed a poll where the press has their own credibility.
They have.
Oh, yeah. Hell.
Air shows the press is down, too.
Way down. Way down.
I said, the press. We all have a responsibility to build it up. And that kills the son of the bitches because it gets him away from that cocky, snide attitude.
He won't have a cocky, snide attitude this morning.
What have you been able to do?
There's been a lot of telegrams. Letters, and by 10:30, see if I can find this thing, but yeah, by 10:30 there had been about 60 phone calls to his office. His secretary was virtually in tears because he wouldn't let calls through to him, but she kept saying to the callers, you're complaining? We all thought he did so beautifully, and one of the last reports I had was that she was just terribly distraught over the call. She was taking the messages faithfully.
We all hear it from our own people, when you see CBS people, what he did great, because he was mean to me. They were turning him on. They thought that's what they wanted to see. We wouldn't know our body, but his Manolo round, did he go out?
He just went over the red.
Shumway doing that, who does it on a very effective, very low-key basis. I told him today to get out of the office and circulate with the press people that he talks to.
He's been able to circulate, and many of those back have been fair enough to realize that he was a little bit from.
I haven't had the report back from, I'll have it this evening from Shumway. I just told him to go out and talk to his friends.
You said you talked to Harris?
I told, oh yes, and he's written a letter to Rabbit. He said, I'm not asking you for a correction, but I'm sending you this note to say that while I appreciate your quoting our surveys, I also hope in the future they can be quoted in the context in which they are asked and reported. Goes on to tell precisely what the questions were, and he said, the one point I thought was quite out of context was your assertion that only about one-third thought the president had kept his promises made in 1968. While technically correct, in fact, the division is quite close, 44% to 37%. But he has not kept his promises. The implication of the way you put it was that by 2-1, most people think the president has not kept his promises. And he just takes each one of his poll questions. Now he's letting me give this to Evans and Novak and one or two others. So we'll create a little rift.
But oh, sure, he can't help fight them because he needs their business. But how many was pissed off?
Oh, genuinely. Oh, God, he was incensed last night. Because he...
But he liked the program.
I was going to say, he thinks you're best when you're under that kind of...
He prefers the adversary proceeding.
Yeah. Your points do come across a hell of a lot stronger that way, I suppose. And so while it's tougher on you, I know, it nonetheless is a... better way to make that
one. That's what I'm here for. But I, that's not so forth. I don't know how much of an audience you get for this kind of thing. You're up against these specials at that time of the night. You don't get a hell of a big audience. Our Christmas show is only 10 million. Well, 10 million is 10 million.
Well, it depends. How you read it, the Christmas show. They may have gotten more than that because Nielsen doesn't take the overall number of sets in use that week. So you have to project based on the New York rating. And if you did, which came out at 7.6%, and it would just depend on how many sets were on that night. It could be anywhere from 10 to 12 to 15 million on the Christmas Eve program. And NBC is convinced on the earlier one, the day in the presidency, that they had over 15. They are saying 18 to 20.
Million people?
Yes, sir. On a 7.3 rating, you see it, which
they
is...
They only had a 7.3 rating on that.
Right, but...
That must have disappointed them, did
No, not for a public service program. Not when it was running against entertainment on both other networks.
Yeah.
And
I would think it would do better than that, though. That's not very good, is it?
Well,
considering they advertise it as much as they have.
That's what you get with the...
I guess you're right.
Howard K. Smith was lower than that. They got more than...
Howard Smith, I know, was very low.
Was around 5-something. And that was 11 million, if you remember. Howard Smith was 11 million at 5.6, I think. So they... NBC was very satisfied with it. But the interesting thing about the Christmas at the White House night was that you increased the rating over the preceding program, which never happens with public service. That means that people changed from another channel to CBS to see that Christmas Eve program. That means they really had one. They promoted that well, and people were aware of it, wanted to see it.
One thing I think we ought to do, though, I get a couple of people of our understand. Don't get talk of the White House. Don't get some goddamn thing in the columns saying the White House is stimulating letters. You know, I mean, this is terribly hard because we've got so many goddamn leakers. But the idea that somebody important ought to write a stand.
Oh, I think they will.
I mean, if our poll
we won't get caught at it. We only get blamed for the things we don't do. We don't usually get caught at the things we do do. I end up reading about things that I've been involved in I never heard of.
But your general feeling was
that strong.
Rather than come off it.
No. And even in the minds of people, even where people didn't get an impression of rather, they got a strong impression of you. The reaction was universally good, with an awful lot of people saying they thought it was your best time out. That we don't always get on the core. We got a very large number that were, especially among the political people, which I think is great, because that kind of charges up our troops. Feeling
it.
Mm-hmm. We also, Mr. President, have this little group, Accuracy and Media. They're good. They just, God, they raise hell. And they know how to get publicity, and they've established a good network of people around the country. We got them in the act last night, and Crutchfield's group, the CBS affiliates.
Good.
They're raising a little hell. So, it's definitely.
Well, I got, of course, we made some pretty damn good points last night in the news, pardon the egg and crap.
Cool.
I worried about the stuff that I was going to campaign. But the idea about the peace, what the peace trip was all about, and the idea about why the bombing was done, and how successful it was, and we're going to have another troop withdrawal.
Yeah, it's played very heavily. And I think the networks will play it heavily tonight. They have to. The wires today are running very, very heavy excerpts from the and still running it today. Wally News has done a political piece. You made a lot of news. It'll continue for 2 or 3
no,
days.
Rather, is the curious one who every time virtually we have a press conference, particularly when we recently were off, he always puts in the needle of the president was angry or nervous or, you know what I mean, and you know, goddamn, and there's nothing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the only one who got way off base in the AIDS order, says that the president was glum and very distraught, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, everybody else knew that. Tremendous achievement, but I really believe. See, I am not one. I mean, he sucks up to people. He's a clever snake, but I believe that he is basically extremely antagonistic in terms of trying every time to stick it in, and he only sucks up when he feels he has to for credibility. You know, and I cracked him last night about this. I didn't let him get into it. I didn't want to get into it too hard, where I said, well, the press correcting itself. And he said that we all want to correct ourselves. We try to be fair and all that sort of thing. I said, well, I mean, that's your problem. It's affect your credibility. See, that's a burn their ass.
Oh, sure.
Even they know why that. Well, they won't correct anything.
And he least of all, we've gone to him. The one time we really had him was when he had that unemployment rate wrong. Remember, he called it at 6% unemployment, and he did it 3 times on network news, twice on network news, once in the morning, twice in the evening. And then when we really nailed him to the wall, then he went on in the morning on radio and corrected himself. And he did correct himself, but because he nowhere near balanced the damage he had done with 3 negative reports.
Sometime I like to be on with the press man and just talk about the press.
Oh, God, that's the one thing I'd love to do sometimes.
Which I can do.
Oh.
I can do it very fairly, and the rest of it, I just tell them why they are, why they're prejudiced and so forth. So on. He was afraid to get too much into the press with me, though. He didn't push me on that.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Because I was slaughtered.
He's an interesting fellow, and I've refused to see him. He's asked to see me a number of times. I won't talk to him. But he sucks around in conversations with people here. He will say how really he wants to be fair. He really is Benny goes on the air and just jabs it to us repeatedly. He's the one guy I think who's, well, sure, is worse, but he doesn't get the exposure.
Sure, made a goddamn story on comedy when I checked that.
Oh, that's an awful story.
Oh, my God, and it's totally horrible.
Have you talked to comedy since then?
Paul, I've talked to him. Just a total goddamn bunch of crap. Mishmash. Sure, Major?
I wouldn't put it past him, except I'm a little nervous that Conley doesn't go wandering off.
He's not. Absolutely.
That one statement he made when he came back from, when he left the Texas bothered me, where he said, I want to go out and ride my horse in the prairies for a long ride and think about my own future. I just got a little uneasy when he said that.
No, but that is in Periscope, right?
I don't remember where, so it may have been.
Three star. Well, it's, I understand it's something, but I don't think it's...
Well, he's just such a great...
He's a great asset.
Oh, God.
Must be under enormous pressures.
Well, that's all I worry about, is that his old cronies are...
Johnson, the rest of the bastards.
They have to do. They have to do.
They don't know what to do. Boy, one thing I was glad to leave of Tom Bradley's doorstep was with that rather insulting question on George Wallace, whether I thought he was a principal. That's the problem with that.
Now, he had conveniently indicated he was going to the Democratic primaries system.
Down to even at two.
Yes, sir. But it's, but. Yeah, it's, I'd be happy just to see it, just leap along.
It can't just go up and up.
No, not when it's around 900. You know, it's an interesting, it's an interesting lesson on the economy. We all forget around here how frantically we were fighting off the media reports night after night on television. And we just thought about Reddit a minute ago. It was at least two and three times a week that we would get a devastating jab by one of them. And that's what caused the public psychology a tailspin. And then when you announced the new economic program and took the issue away, they didn't have that to do anymore. And they really kind of stopped. Get very little negative stuff now in the media on the economy. In fact, it's all coming through exceptionally strong. But there's a lesson that in taking the issue away from them, almost more important than taking it away from the Democrats, is you take it away from the media, they don't have anything to complain about. Because we've done so much they can't fool us. And they stop paying attention to it, which is really what's happened. In the last three months, we've had just a few negative reports on the economy. And yet, when you think about it, the basic conditions aren't that different. They had an issue they were writing, and they wrote it damned into the ground. That's really one great lesson out of that August announcement. That it stole that issue completely. And the minute they stopped talking about it, hell, look at what's happened to the public attitudes. Similarly,
see,
the
media's back swinging again.
Yeah.
That's good.
He won't let that issue die, Mr. President.
You know, it's good though, but it shows he's well.
No.
What I meant is, if now he dies, you see, I didn't want him to die.
Oh my God, no. Yeah, I understand.
For that, if he does now.
Yeah, he's back in the saddle. He's back with his boots on.
He's back with his boots on, and he's hit this again. And he isn't going to get the sympathy reaction.
I would
say. Every time he kicks us, he's going to revive the Miami story and give us a sympathy reaction.
Yes.
And that's the thing we want to do. And that's what it is.
If he had died a month after Miami, it would have been.
Very bad.
It would have bounced back on us because we would have.
We would have killed it.
We would have been blamed. But it's interesting. He is keeping the damn thing alive. He just sent out his. I don't have it with me, but he sent around the Monthly Federationist, which is the AFL-CIO publication. And he went out of his way to have pictures of him smiling and applauding while you were speaking. He wrote a long 2-page statement about how he personally escorted you to the platform. He thought he was going to escort you off, but you got away from him and went down into the crowd.
He thought he was. He didn't make any move.
Well, he said he had planned to escort you back to you.
You remember I shook hands with him?
Oh, you grabbed his arm to shake hands.
Yeah.
See, he forgets that all of this was televised.
I shook hands and I turned away and started to walk. Christ, he didn't try to walk with me.
No.
He stayed right out of there.
And the more he...
Television killed him.
And the more... And even the written press did. You know, you got a summary from Liv Klein of all the details.
Yeah.
And you sent me a note saying it looked more like they were blasting me than praising your courage. I went back to a lot of them, and the anti-Nini stuff did outweigh them.
Yeah.
The courage, but not by a heck of a lot. An awful lot of these editorials that we went back and looked at were very positive on your, and talking about your courage, telling it like it is, walking into the lion's den, to Mr. Nixon's lasting credit. Admire the president's display of work and courage. And every time he raises that issue, it just coming right on back.
Well, I see, Mr.
I'm supposed to bring him in. I think he's just got a
session. Yeah.
No, he doesn't have.
God damn, we should have done better. What's that other thing doing? Is he on the ball?
Well, he wants to resign and become the chairman part-time.
Well.
Find a successor.
For Christ's sake.
I don't think he's being paid. I don't think he's been paid at all, from what I understand. I know nothing about the National Center. I just.
Something on it.
He waived his salary.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have any money.
I think that's right. All right.
Everything just feels that you need a quick bit of.
Oh, sure. 3 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk to you another minute before they came in regarding the Connelly thing. Colson said he apparently was quoting that thing he brought up on the phone about the Connelly. He said he wanted to go to Texas to ride his horse to Connelly's future.
Is it Newsweek? Yeah, a couple of weeks ago.
And I said, oh, don't worry about it. I said, Connelly's in good shape. So, but anyway, I just want to be sure you believe now that everybody around here is aware of his obligation to.
Yeah, Peterson's friend.
I recognize Connelly's high sensitivity. Touch base with him, call him, and so forth.
Peterson, on his own hook, came in this morning to me and said, what was all that stuff, and, you know, about Connelly? He said, I can't believe that, because when Connelly came back from the Azores, he called me, asked me to come over to his apartment. I went over and I said, I think it was Sunday afternoon or something, but I spent a couple hours with him at his request, and he was just so upbeat. When he got the agreement, he called on the phone from over there to say, you know, what, this is what we're doing and all this. And he was told it was a great accomplishment. He said it was obviously the whole thing was a skillful maneuver, because Connelly did back off of his position, but he said his press was just superb on it, because it ended up, you know, with Connelly getting credit for it all.
Just let me tell you, your assignment is to watch it.
Okay.
And Schultz was in the day, for example, on the CEA, and I said, I want a woman. He said, what kind of teaching on our hat? I said, you call him. Well, we have this one. But he is the man who's judging my wife. If you take her, I mean, we just got to be goddamn sure. I mean, Connelly is such a valuable property that we cannot have any of the little boys around here. I mean, by our little boy. I mean, people below the top people. I don't think Schultz or ever going to make this mistake. There must not be an appearance.
Nobody will make a mistake intentionally. There is always the possibility that someone will forget to check something with him or raise something with him that we should. And that, I've just tried to rub the raw nerves on that to the point where nobody will even think of doing anything without talking to Connelly first.
Great.
And that's the way it's got to be.
Great.
You want Price in California on the State of the Union at all? He's got a draft in that you'll have on the plane. And he could come out later in the week if you wanted to.
Yeah,
there's no reason to get out the next couple of days.
No reason to worry about it. I probably will go out and talk to Henry a little about the drafts I got to do on that.
Yeah. So there's a plane coming out Wednesday. You can come out then.
Come out Wednesday, yeah.
If you wanted to work with him on.
I don't know what the hell
Friday
is.
Saturday, for example. On New Hampshire, we can't do it on the 8th, because the Secretary of State isn't open on the 8th, and it's a filing with the Secretary of State, and I think it shoots down all that thing. The 10th, Mitchell suggested, and that's Humphrey's Day, so you can't do it then. If you're going to do the Vietnam thing on the 13th, can't we go back to doing this on the 11th or 12th?
One can do it on the 12th, and the next day announce the Vietnam.
One or two political as hell. The New Hampshire thing, really, today's the story. I mean, what's his name? Taking out the papers and filed the petitions, I mean. And
why don't we do it much earlier? Why don't we do it before then?
Well,
what the hell reason, why can't we do it on Friday?
We could do it, well, because you have Sato, we could, except for Sato, if you don't care about him.
Nobody's leaving.
All right. That's what Mitchell first suggested.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sato's leaving. Wait a minute. You mean sensitive that we're trying to, that our story is...
Well, that's what I wonder. It isn't going to be that much of a story.
No, it's not much of a story.
And we can do it late Friday afternoon.
Yeah, why should we do it at the late, at the late afternoon briefing on Friday? How's that sound to you?
The other thing is you can move it up to Wednesday before Sato even gets in. And let Sato completely, the Sato visit override.
I'm objecting to that. Just get it done Thursday.
In other words, he's filed the papers today, you'll get the notice today or tomorrow, and you respond. Probably a response on Wednesday.
Eric, there's no reason for me not to do a candidate when Sato's there. All right, get it done. Because we're going to do extremely low key. And all he does is repeat what I said that I'm... You understand now.
Yeah.
To do is to say that I will become a candidate. I will do a candidate, but I will not campaign. This is an impression asking today about it. So they were trying to get her up to New Hampshire to a dinner or fundraiser or something. My own view is that the fan should also stay out of the primary states.
You agree? Yes, sir. Yep. Because they can't help with the campaign then.
Why?
That makes them a campaign. They're then in campaign. They should not be in campaign. They should be out doing governmental
things.
Well, they're doing the kinds of things that are not political.
I don't think they should do political things.
Well, they're with some party things, but they don't do them. They do it in a different way than a campaign.
But a campaign is in New Hampshire. All right. You get the word to Parker because he didn't know what to answer. That no primary. That they go not to go frankly into primary states. But you agree, Wisconsin anyway.
Yeah.
Well, California's different. But you know what I mean?
But California, before that, you do have to go in now for a while.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go in May.
That's right. May. And in Wisconsin, you could do it now if there was something to do or so forth. Okay, would you get out of that? So that they're going. Obviously, I'll put this in a minute. Thanks, Steve. Was it Henry Ford?
Yes, sir.
I think what that mess out there must have been the television people.
Yes, sir, it was.
But they should always, you know, you never know when I'm going to be bringing somebody on. The people, you always keep that clean out there.
I should check it, Mr. President.
You should check it. God damn it, you're not the janitor. But there must be 1,500 janitors in this White House. I see them all in on a room. Now, God damn it, they can keep that clean out there. There were at least 50 cigarette butts. Three paper cups and so forth strewn out there. It was a goddamn hogman. You could look out here and see it. The press would have seen it. It was there when I came in the morning. I thought, well, I suppose they just didn't get around to cleaning it. I went out and the drivers and they were still there. But it is, you know what I mean, this goddamn staff's got to be shaken up again. I mean the janitorial staff. They are not to leave this place looking like a hog pen around here.
That's crazy.
That place would look like a hog pen.
They usually have a crew, you know, in right after. Show what I'll get everything put back.
They come in at night and clean up the office.
Yeah.
They obviously did this before.
They should clean that.
Well, they should clean up in the morning, too. And they got to remember, I take people out. It's the same. I take them out to their cars. I walk out.
Well, whether they're any visitors
or not, it's not your job. I just meant you get the janitorial staff. Who's the scout? Is that his job?
No, his
GSA over here.
His GSA up.
Yeah.
Outside of the residence.
Who do normally an outstanding job. Boy, there's no excuse for that.
We all look at these clowns. Okay, fine, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay, we'll keep
I'm really tough on that sort of thing.
think there is an excuse.
There is.
You know, and being unclean and the rest, don't you agree?
I have some.
Right on this. That's why we cleaned out that room out there. We raised hell about anything like that anywhere around here, but to have it outside your office is unbelievable.
It shouldn't be any place, you know, I don't like a lot of bills, our mess and dirt, this and that.
Well, good, if you give that guidance.
Yeah.
And tell Parker to call her and tell her, you know, and tell Julie, and she let go of the nutrition, Julie, you know, primary issues, yeah. Because I don't want to give these bastards anything right there. Let them squeal up there, let them squeal about it, I'm going into primary.
I don't care if they do.
It's,
we're going to play it our own way.
I'm sure that's right, and it's saying maybe it's the wrong thing to do.
No,
they have a lot there.
The family?
No, sir.
Why?
Well, that's it, it looks like you're...
No, sir.
Worrying about it or something.
That's right. He wouldn't go, but his family went. I said that I am not going to campaign. Of course, I'm president. I can't.
That's because you're too busy.
But president. That's right. But I think as far as the family, I know they're not. But as far as that is concerned, that looks like a direct entry into that campaign and being concerned about it. And I just don't think they ought to be up there. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I think I do. I just try to argue the other side. That shows you care. It shows the local people you care. I don't see why you need it, though.
No, I just don't think we should. Why borrow a truck? Why have the rathers and the rest saying?
I wonder if we can get one more vote.
Not one stinking goddamn vote. Not at all.
On the Japanese dinner Thursday night, Henry,
what's his problem?
Well, Henry's gone up the wall to talk that he wouldn't be there. And he says, you don't understand that the Japanese consider him the second most important person in the entire world.
Right, finally, he can't be here. Goddammit, find out a way to get him the hell off that trip.
Doesn't seem to be able to do it. We could take a stab at asking Kennedy not to go to the dinner, even though he's there, on the basis of the ticklishness of the balance.
They don't have any opposite number of his.
No, they don't. Now, what they're suggesting, they've only got four principals, and their fifth guy, whether our fifth were Henry or Kennedy, their fifth they would want to have is Ueshiba. And that poses a problem of having Meyer.
I will not have Meyer.
But Alex Johnson says that is not a problem, that Ueshiba should come, and that it's not a problem to leave Meyer out. But that's still, we'd have to have
like six in Jap.
You could get 12 in there, I suppose, couldn't you?
No. Well, just let me tell you, we won't decide until I get there.
Okay.
I'll look it over.
Okay.
And
I would think the thing we've
got that Henry is not, I tell you, he is just childish about this.
He cannot be on this one, because his point is that he did the China trip and all.
Thinks he's going to be in the
days.
Yeah. All right. Listen, let me tell you, in fact, he didn't check for this reason. He never fails to say that he doesn't have to be in one of these.
Huh?
So, what the hell? It's one of those fetishes. Okay. I'll try to work it out, but it seems to me that all these people take a little while. They're just not. I think we ought to do it. It's a better place to